Good afternoon. Back in the spring, we were looking at creative ways to encourage our guys to play as safely as possible, particularly in regards to defenseless players. So we came up with a catchphrase, don't hit the head or don't use the head. And, you know, it's a very difficult thing to practice from a professional football standpoint because we don't hit a lot in practice. And you know that those moments occur and occur very quickly. So we came up with this catchphrase to highlight those scenarios. And when any of those potential scenarios would present themselves on the practice field, I'd simply reiterate the catchphrase, don't hit the head or don't use the head. And then we put it on video and talk about it over the course of a couple of days of regularly scheduled intervals, if you will. And at one point during the spring, Kevin Colbert would happen to be standing on the sideline and heard interaction between myself and Ryan Clark regarding it. And he thought it was something that could be useful for football at all levels, a catchphrase that would heighten awareness in regards to player safety, particularly defenseless players. So we partnered up with Doc here in UPMC, and we're here today. As a football coach, it's something that's humbling and an honor to be a part of, to encourage safety at all levels of football, particularly in regards to head injury and respecting that element of the game. But also as a parent, one who has a 10 and 11-year-old that play youth football, it's doubly important for me to be a part of this and use the platform that I have to help our community and particularly our football community at all levels. With that, I'll hand it over to Doc.
Thanks, Coach. Hi, I'm Mickey Collins, director of the UPMC Concussion Program. To talk about the history of this a little bit, a couple months ago, I was asked by Kevin Colbert and the Rooneys and Coach Tomlin, myself, Joe Maroon, Tony Yates, the head team physician for the Steelers, we were asked to go do a lecture on concussion to these guys. And what was supposed to be an hour meeting ended up being about a four-hour meeting. And it was incredible dialogue that we had in that room that afternoon. And it was really about us presenting our science and what we've learned about this injury. And I think concussion is something we've really made tremendous progress with. We have a very large amount of data and science behind what we're doing now from a clinical management perspective. But we shared all that information with the Rooneys and Coach and Kevin Colbert. And that was that. It went very well. It was a very good afternoon. And about 2 weeks later, I got a call from Kevin Colbert saying that Coach Tomlin had been using words in the practice field, don't hit the head, don't use the head. And that was all Coach Tomlin. It had nothing to do with us. And apparently the players responded very well to that. And then I got a call from Kevin Colbert saying, I've been hearing this, the players are responding to it. This is something we'd like to make into a campaign for kids. And I said to myself, kind of makes sense. I mean, we're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers here. They're trendsetters. They're ahead of the curve. They do what's right for the sport. And, you know, this campaign has the possibility of having tremendous change for our youth and high school football players. Every child at the moment of making a block or a tackle have a volitional choice as to how they're going to make that tackle. And these words, although simple, are very profound. And if we can have kids make the right choice and not hitting the head and not using the head, 72% of athletes, of football players who have concussion, have it from helmet-to-helmet contact. That's a study we've published very recently. We could affect change here. And to make this sport safe and to protect the integrity of the sport, you know, prevention starts with education. And I think this program has the possibility to really gain a lot of speed, a lot of momentum. And if kids can really listen to this message point, I think that it's going to be very positive, and I expect that to occur. The program is comprehensive. At UPMC, we're all in on this, and working with the Steelers on this is very exciting. So I want to thank the Rooneys, Coach Tomlin especially, Kevin Colbert especially, for what he's done with this, and I think it's going to be an exciting program. Thank you.
We'll go ahead and open up the questions now.
Coach, don't hit the head, don't use the head. That's, I think you would agree, that's nothing new. That's something we've been taught early on. But Do you find it surprising that pro athletes actually use their heads, you know, dipping their heads as they make tackles this day and age?
The reality is that those situations don't occur as often as one might realize, and particularly in the professional game. It never occurs in practice because we don't hit in that manner in practice. And if you look at a person that plays 1,000 snaps, let's say a defense, you know, a free safety, if you will, he might be in that situation 4 or 5 times over the course of a 16-game schedule. So the scarcity, the opportunity is what makes it difficult to coach or to coach off of. So we just simply, with this catchphrase, want to highlight those situations. They do occur more often potentially in practice, but we don't hit. So we just talk about the opportunity or the approach, if you will, making them more cognizant of the rules of today's NFL and specifically the rules regarding defenseless players.
Coach, when you first said those words, did you realize the impact that it would have beyond the Steeler practice field?
No, really, you know, I was just trying to find a catchphrase to address the known issue, and that's one of increased player safety in that regard. And like I just reiterated, those opportunities don't occur very often in the professional game, particularly in practice. So I was just looking to ways to heighten awareness in that regard, and that's the catchphrase that we developed and came up with, and the guys responded to it in a positive manner. And more importantly than that, in terms of the response, I think you see a cognizant effort in their play in regards to respecting that rule and playing within the rules in regards to that.
Tell us how this is going to be a comprehensive campaign. How will you get it out there, especially for the kids, so that they get this message?
So we have a pretty good plan in place for that. We're going to be sending out a letter from Coach Tomlin and myself to all high schools and youth sports football programs in the area. There's going to be a concussion fact sheet regarding the signs and symptoms of concussion that one needs to be aware of. There's going to be a website for athletes to go to as part of the Steelers website that has videos from myself talking about the science of concussion, what we're learning, very strong educational component to it. Really, this comes down to three issues. Number one is proper tackling technique, and that's Coach Tomlin's bailiwick. Number two is safe play and integrity and sportsmanship, which means, you know, let's stay away from the head. And number three is about concussion management, and that's my bailiwick. And we have learned a tremendous amount about managing this injury, and we're going to be able to share some of that through these educational efforts.
Dr. Collins, it seems like a lot of the research and the equipment created over the last 5 to 10 years deals with what you said, concussion management. Right. And this sounds, as old-fashioned as this is, don't hit the head, don't use the head, this sounds like the most sure way of preventing a concussion.
Yeah. Coach, I see today we'll see 85 patients in our clinic for concussion at UPMC. 70 of those will be football players. 50 to 55 of those will be players that got hit in the head or hit the head. I don't want these patients to be in our clinic. You know, I mean, if anyone followed me for a day in clinic, you'd see that we see a lot of problems with this injury out there in kids especially. And they're different than what we see at the NFL level. Quite frankly, there's been a lot of data published on that, and high school kids take longer to recover for many reasons scientifically. We can assure that doesn't happen if we can get to that point of prevention. And if these words are really followed, I guarantee you we're going to prevent a lot of injuries from happening.
So are the days gone where a player gets struck, oh, you look fine, go back out there?
Happens all the time. And we have a lot of work to do about educating people the right examination to use in the sideline, the right questions to ask, making sure coaches understand that when in doubt, sit them out. You know, and there's certain educational points that we have an opportunity here. We have a podium to talk about this stuff now, and you know, with this program, and we're going to do a good job of that.
There's been so much negative press about concussions the past couple of years. So you're hoping that this will impact parents as well, who will now no longer have the fears that if their kids learn how to tackle properly, that they can go ahead and say, you can play football, as opposed to not playing the sport.
Hopefully that's a byproduct of it. Again, like I said, I'm a father of two sons who play youth football. I think it's a great game. I think there are many life lessons to learn from playing the game of football, if done properly. And hopefully this initiative is one that puts parents at ease. And there's a significant point I want to make in regards to the catchphrase, don't hit the head or don't use the head. It not only applies to tackling and tackling techniques, but it also applies to collisions. In many of these instances that we talk about, when we talk about collisions on the football field, they're not tackle or tackle attempts. So people mischaracterize it as poor tackling. Usually it occurs when the ball gets there about the same time as a intended receiver or defender, and those are collisions or attempts to dislodge the ball, not tackles themselves. And this catchphrase encompasses those as well.
Coach, what's the challenge for you with the guys who are, whether they like it or not, they're looked up to by many of these kids that are playing the game? They've learned it one way, now they have to kind of be retaught because of their status.
You know, I think we're all continually evolving with the game and the rules of the game. There are rules and points of emphasis done every year that we adjust to. And as long as you're in the game as a player or as a coach, that's something that's going to be continual. That's something that our guys acknowledge and embrace.
What's the impact on the rest of the NFL? Have they talked about this in terms of what you're doing here locally?
I hadn't had a lot of dialogue with people from around the football, National Football League. I did talk to Commissioner Goodell the other day about this initiative specifically, and he was encouraged and excited about it.
Anything final?
Doctor, can you talk about some of the symptoms that some parents especially should look for in their kids? Because, of course, in Pop Warner and high school football, they don't have as sophisticated as a medical staff on the sideline as, say, the NFL does.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great question. And we talked about this in the lecture that we talked about with Coach Tomlin. And one of the most common misperceptions of this injury is that you need to lose consciousness. 90% of concussions do not involve a loss of consciousness. In fact, we just published research which shows that those patients who lose consciousness for less than 30 seconds actually may have better outcomes than patients that have more subtler symptoms such as dizziness on the field, headache, vision change, nausea, vomiting, light sensitivity, noise sensitivity, balance problems, personality changes. Sleep issues can be a big concern with this. Feeling foggy or detached. Concussion, it's not like these athletes have a cast on their head, you know, and it can be very invisible. And even we have a hard time getting to the bottom of it until you use the right tools, ask the right questions, do the right exam. And again, I hopefully have an opportunity to do education with this program, because there's a lot that needs to be done.